America. They have to call them all Americans. They're still raised here.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was raised here.
What country did your relatives come from?
They come from Georgia, Alabama.
Uh-huh. But you say you're not colored, you're...
No, I'm not colored, but you couldn't call, you'd have to say a nigger's colored, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you say your race is, though? You're not...
Well, I'm American, and I guess that nigger would be American if his folks was all raised. You'd have to call him American, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh. And, well, what other names for whites are there? Would you call yourself white or what?
Well, I guess it'd have to be called white, my race, but then
uh-huh.
everybody's all from all countries except the black,
mm-hmm.
they'd have to be white race.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other name for the white race?
I don't know. Listen, them come from the Irish. From, yeah, they'd have to call Edelmans,
mm-hmm.
Chinese, Russians. They got different names. They're all white, though, to come in here. Some been just come in here, and some been raised here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've seen a lot of them, they call them American Germans. Well, they were raised here, what they call American Germans.
Mm-hmm.
One was in the army, sir. Well, there were two of them. One, we carried one, was in my company with me. He was a full-blooded German. He would not drill, he would not take a gun, he would not carry nothing. But we carried him back. He went with us back to France.
Mm-hmm.
And them officers would put guns on his shoulder and let him fall off. He just stopped and asked him why. He says, my daddy's in the army over there. He had four or five brothers now, and he was not going to take a gun to go back and kill his daddy and brother.
Mm-hmm.
So they rationed him, treated him nice as they did anybody, carried him on back to France, and after they got there, I don't know what they did with him.
Hmm.
They had one right over here to Beth, and they'd run off.
Mm-hmm.
Done the same thing, and worked for a store where I drove a wagon. And stayed here about a year, and they sent back for him, and they told him up there, and he quit and went to Longview. I don't know whether they were caught him or not, but they was had FBIs in there hunting him.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd run off that army over there, German army.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted him back. And the United States gave him permission to come in there and get him.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they got him. I don't know. They never did hear of him anymore.
What would you call a child that one parent's colored and the other parent's white? What would you call a child like that?
Well, now you got me. He's cross between.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of them. But I've been about 20 years ago now. I was way at the back of the field. Old Lane come up the road, and there's a man come from the north was selling something. He's in a buggy. And I met him in the road, and he asked me about the people around him. He's talking. He come whipping around Illinois. He said, this country ain't like it. He said, he drove up to, saw a white lady out there on the porch, and it's getting night, and he wants to stay all night.